Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. My name's Rob Burrows. I'm retired United States Navy Seabees Senior Chief and also the Director for the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services, and Silver Star Widows and Veterans Programs right here in our Northern California area. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions once again. This is KCNR 96.5 FM. 1460 AM, your talk radio show program. And if you'd like to call in this morning, we're going to have some guests in here from the VA and also from our Homeward Bound program. The phone number for this morning is 605-4567, and that'll be the call-in for later on today. And this program is brought to you and sponsored by the Northern California Veterans Museum. And once again, we've just had some wonderful things that were brought in and donated through the museum this last week, and just a great opportunity. We have folks come in all the time to the Northern California Veterans Museum office there at 2110 North Street in Anderson and make some just fantastic donations of uniforms and medals that are worn on uniforms, and then also documentation. And I'm not sure if you hear the mic going in and out. I'm not sure what's causing that, but we're right here. Everything's going fine. But the museum just is a collection, a repository, and an archive of all these just absolutely beautiful historical items that keep coming through our doors. And as we prepare to go ahead and have this set up for the museum, it's all of these items come into the archive. They're cleaned up. They are organized or cataloged, and they're set aside. We're trying to put together a digital program so everything will be digitized. And most probably we will have a digital museum collection for you to review and look at prior to the opportunity to make that happen. I'm going to switch mics here real quick. Is this better? Is that working better? Okay. So we're having a mic issue this morning, which is fine. We're going to make it work. Once again, this is Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum, and you're listening to Battlefield Expressions. And we're talking about some of the items that are brought in and donated to the museum throughout the week. Every week, we have men and women, ladies and gentlemen, sons and daughters, mothers and fathers, wives, who bring in these beautiful donated items. And so I just want to say thank you to those who continue to support the museum through their donations. It is a legacy when you bring in items to the museum. It's a legacy to your family. It's a legacy to our nation. It's a legacy to those who have served and sacrificed. Whether it's a small item or a large item, whether it's a newspaper article or a newspaper from World War II or even something from 9/11, whether it's something from Vietnam, stories or poems or ideas and themes, it's just to me, it's amazing when people come in and they entrust us with the opportunity to preserve this history and to tell their family story as we continue to move forward. And it's just wonderful. Another thing that I'd like to tell you about that is really fantastic for us is that the museum continues to grow. Even though we do not have the property ready to go as far as a site plan permit from Shasta County yet, and we're drastically working on that. I'll give you some more information on that shortly. Then we were approached a while back about the old Cottonwood Fire Station there in Cottonwood, downtown Cottonwood, and that it might be available for bid to Shasta County because it was coming up for sale to the Cottonwood Fire District. They built a brand new fire station there in Cottonwood, and the old fire station was sitting empty, and they were looking for somebody to come in and to purchase that so they could use that money for the purchase of that building to go on and carry on with the new fire station and equipment purchases and things like that. The county put it on the open market for bid for 30 days, and we as the Northern California Veterans Museum went ahead and put a bid on it. Because we're looking for permanent storage. We're going to be taking down some of the buildings that are on the property right now at 4659 Ronda Road. And those buildings are coming down because we're going to be starting phase one here very shortly. And we're very positive about that. And so we needed a place to go ahead and put some of the jet engines that we have and some of the statuary and some of our vehicles and things like that in storage. 30 days went by. The Northern California Veterans Museum turned out to be the only one that bid on the fire station. And we have just put that in escrow, and escrow will be closing very shortly in the next week or two. And then we will take possession. The Northern California Veterans Museum will take possession of the old downtown Cottonwood Fire Department. And that will become the Northern California Veterans Museum Vehicle and Equipment Restoration and Storage Facility for the museum. So as we bring all of these items together, we have all these vehicles that have been sitting outside, and now we can start putting them inside. We can start cleaning up, getting them painted, getting them restored, and getting these things ready to go as we move forward with the new museum property. And so we are so excited to let you know, as our listenership and those in the community, as we move forward. You may not see a building built out there yet, but we are moving forward in the community as an organization, as a nonprofit that helps our veterans and that is moving forward to honor our veterans through the museum program itself. This is a 6,000-square-foot facility. It has four roll-up doors. It has room inside for eight fire engine-sized vehicles, which are the same size as military trucks. And we will be moving some of our items in there. One of those items is a 28-foot model of a World War II destroyer, and we have been just waiting to get it into a storage facility so we can start doing the restoration on that. And so we will start doing a restoration. That's going to be a beautiful piece as part of one of the collection items. Also, our Korean War statues that we have, the 13, 15, and 17-foot Korean War statues, those will be in there. We'll also be putting in the Tu-33 Korean War fighter jet engine that we have. That'll be in there and restored, and that'll be part of the collection as we move forward. We just have some wonderful items that we are now going to be able to put in that storage facility and to have them restored and ready to go for the new facility as we continue to move forward with this project. And like I said, you may not see a lot of things happening out on the surface and in the community as far as the museum itself goes, but behind closed doors, we are moving leaps and bounds with what we're doing. And what's really nice about the archive facility that we have at 2110 North Street is that's 6,000 square feet that we don't have to take away from the main museum facility. And now that we have another 6,000 square feet of restoration and shop area, and storage, vehicle storage, for the museum there in Cottonwood, that will be even more square footage that we don't have to take away from the main museum building, and that we have those as standalone facilities to help support the main museum building as we move forward, and then the main museum building will be exhibits, and it will be event center, and it will be educational center, and it will be displays. And it will just be a wonderful opportunity and event. It'll be an icon here in Northern California, right on I-5, right there south of Anderson, right there next to Cottonwood. And it will be a beautiful location for everyone traveling up I-5 from Seattle to San Diego. But it will be a jewel here in our community, in Shasta County, on the edge of Tehama County, for all of us, for all of our veterans here in our local area, to be able to enjoy and to be able to recognize and as a wonderful opportunity here in our community for education and for national assets across the United States. We will be one of the largest veterans museums on the West Coast across our nation. And so we are very excited as we move forward. This is very encouraging for us. It's another major milestone as we move forward. And we want you to be encouraged about that also. Because sometimes it seems like, you know, we have dreams and goals and it just takes forever to get there. And, you know, some days it does seem like it's forever. You have ups, you have downs, you have obstacles that get in your way, bureaucracy that seems to raise its ugly head at times. But we are not giving up. We are pressing forward. We have wonderful things that are happening in this community, and we want you to know about it. As we move forward, I'll give you some more information. We want you to help support us. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. This is Rob Burrows. We'll be right back.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. ministry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, president of We Back the Blue Shasta, wanting to spread the word to all North State first responders, police, fire, EMS, and dispatchers. We are bringing nationally certified Code 9 PTSD and suicide prevention training right here to Shasta County, starting March 24th at Simpson University. There are seminars for command staff, frontline first responders, or their families. We have paid so you can attend for free. Details and registration on our We Back the Blue Shasta Facebook page.
Strict attention to detail. That's what sets Kubota construction equipment apart. It's how we maximize performance, increase strength, and give you the dependability you demand. We engineer our equipment precisely at every level. It's what makes us a leader. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 48 months. Now through March 31st, 2020. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Come on down to NorCal Tractor and Equipment, your new local Kubota dealer.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Redding. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Different to me.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions, and that statement is so true. Just coming back from a war, you've been overseas. That's one of the things that took place with me being over in Iraq. You're there. Your mindset is on survival as a veteran that's in a combat zone. You're trying to take care of your gear. You're trying to take care of your life. You're trying to take care of your buddy who you are serving with side by side. Every time you prepare to go out on a mission, your mindset is to make sure that all of your equipment and everything that you have, your vehicle is ready to go, because when you're in the middle of the storm and it's raining down on you from enemy fire and action, that you you have everything prepared and ready to go to defend yourself and to move in and out of the kill zone or the rolling thunder area, wherever that may be. Good morning. I'm Rob Burrows. Former United States Navy CB combat veteran, two tours in Iraq, and I am your host this morning of Battlefield Expressions. And as we play some of these songs that you hear on this program, these songs are songs that emulate emotion. They emulate the thoughts and ideas of those who served and where we were and what we did. When I came back from Iraq in 2004, the first tour, when we were there and crossed the border in 2003, March 19th, we crossed the border into southern Iraq, and a whole year without ice cubes. Let me tell you, when you come back to the United States, and now all of a sudden you have a cold drink and there's ice in it. What a commodity, ice. You know, ice is it's amazing. If you have not had it for a year and you've been in 130 degrees and the water that you drink is 110 or 120 degrees and it burns your throat as you drink it, but you have to drink it because that is the only way you're going to get a liquid refreshment into your body for sustainment, is to drink that hot water. All we had was bottled water. There was no other water. We had cases and cases and pallets of bottled water, and it was the same temperature as the air. Some guys buried it in the sand a couple of feet down, and then it was, 80 degrees instead of 120 degrees. Some put it in wet socks and hung it from their side mirrors, and those wet socks would create a coolness like an evaporative, and then that would drop the temperature down to the 90s, so it still wasn't burning your mouth. And when it's 130 degrees outside, 90 degree water is pretty good. It tastes pretty good. It's pretty quenching. And, you're just thankful to have it, to put in your Camelback or to drink it from your gear. And it's funny, but it's not funny. I'll give you an example. I had my shaving kit, and with your shaving kit, you have everything in there. Well, your deodorant is not designed to sit over 120 degrees. So when you pull your Old Spice deodorant out and you go to put it on, and it just runs out like water out of the container because it's paraffin-based, and it's not designed to be that hot. It liquefies, and your toothpaste explodes. And other tubes of things that you have in your gear that are over 130 degrees, they explode. An example of that is, I went to brush my teeth one morning after an extremely hot day, and as I started to brush my teeth, my mouth started to pucker up, and looking into my gear, I realized that the Preparation H tube that I had in my gear had exploded, and I had Preparation H on my toothpaste, and it was causing my mouth to pucker up, and that was an amazing experience by itself. And so you don't think of things like that. But I'll tell you what, your chapstick runs out of the container, containers explode at 130, 140 degrees, and what you thought was a good item to have in your gear was great as long as it doesn't go over 130 degrees. And so there's some real funny life experiences and challenges and things that you come across. And so you wonder, okay, well, why do we put all these things together and we ship them overseas to the veterans instead of serving overseas? Well, let me tell you. When you're forward deployed and all your stuff melts in your gear because it's so hot, and now you have nothing to replace it from, either you go without, or you beg, or you borrow it from one of your buddies, or you hope somebody sends it to you in a box. And so I'd like to remind you, we are shipping boxes overseas here in another week or two. If you'd like to send something overseas, toothpaste, shaving gear, razors, toothbrushes, dental floss, chapstick, you name it, jerkies, non-perishable food items. I know all kinds of stuff's hard to get out there right now, but nuts and chews and things like that, we are shipping those over here by the end of this month. By the end of March, we'll be shipping about another 150 care packages overseas. And so hard candy, any of those things like that, we will be shipping them back over to Kuwait, to a location where everybody comes in, and then from there gets deployed out across Iraq or Afghanistan to their final destinations. And the chaplain there had sent us a wonderful letter saying thank you so much for all of the wonderful items that we sent them there at the end of the year, Christmas and New Year's. And so we're preparing to ship another 150 boxes to those men and women who are serving. And you can understand as the example of what I just explained, they're getting ready to come into their hot season. And Kuwait is hotter than Iraq. Kuwait gets to 135 degrees. It's just a hot, hot place. And you just learn to deal with it. I mean, it's hard to breathe. It's hard to work. It's hard to do whatever you do. We do a lot of work at night. And so if you would like to make that donation of those items, or if you'd like to even sponsor a box, every box we ship is approximately $19 care package to ship overseas. And we can only ship to the U.S. Postal System because they are the only ones allowed to ship into APO, FPO, or Army Post Office or Fleet Post Office areas. And so if you'd like to make that donation, you can either go to our website at norcalveteransmuseum.org, and you can go to the PayPal button and you can donate there. You can go to our Facebook page, which is Northern California Veterans Museum Facebook page, and hit contact, and there's a donation area there, and you can make a donation there. And so we would invite you to help with this program as we move forward to honor our men and women who are serving. The other thing is that we have had to take away or stop the promotion of our event that is happening or was happening on April 4th because of the coronavirus and all these issues that are going on. We have had to postpone our Northern California Veterans Museum annual fundraising event that is normally held in April. So now we have moved it to May 9th, and hopefully there won't be any other issues as we move forward, but you never know. If there are other issues, then we will have to postpone it again, just like all the other organizations that are having to postpone their events where people are congregating and meeting. But once again, if you would like to make a donation to the museum, if you were going to come to our event and you still would like to make a donation, we would like to ask you to go to our Facebook page or to the website page. Again, that's norcalveteransmuseum.org, or stop by our office there in Anderson at 2110 North Street and make that donation to us. We are a nonprofit that moves forward on the donations of others that support us in the community. And so that's why we have an event approximately every 3 to 4 months, and that helps us pay the insurances, and that helps us to take care of electricity and things like that as we move forward, and to help take care of our Homeward Bound and our Silver Star veterans through those programs. And they help us also move forward with the museum as we continue to move forward with the purchasing of different items on the property for preparing for the site plan permit that we are right on the cusp of getting this permit ready to go. And that's also our grading permit to move forward. We have never been closer before. We are so glad we are at where we're at as we move forward. But it's persistence, it's a continuation of effort, and it's support from individuals like you in the community. And we'd like you to continue to do that if you have the opportunity. And we appreciate it. Once again, nobody in the museum program takes a wage. So when you make a donation, it goes right back into the program, or it helps a veteran in need here in our community. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. This is Rob Burrows. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Join the adventure in Turtle Bay's new exhibit, Treasure, open now until May 3rd. Learn about the history, people, and technology of treasure hunting and get involved with fun, hands-on activities. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Strict attention to detail. That's what sets Kubota construction equipment apart. It's how we maximize performance, increase strength, and give you the dependability you demand. We engineer our equipment precisely at every level. It's what makes us a leader. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 48 months. Now through March 31st, 2020. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Come on down to NorCal Tractor and Equipment, your new local Kubota dealer.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Linda Bodd. Join me May 15th, 2020 at 12 o'clock p.m. in the Redding Rodeo Grounds in Redding, California. Chicks and Chaps will be conducting their annual fundraiser to benefit local individuals impacted by breast cancer. The event will be emceed by yours truly with guest speaker Lynn Fritz, licensed marriage and family therapist. Limited to 100 tickets, which are available through Facebook at Chicks and Chaps Redding or through reddingrodeo.com. Think pink and see you there.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Join the adventure in Turtle Bay's new exhibit, Treasure, open now until May 3rd. Learn about the history, people, and technology of treasure hunting and get involved with fun, hands-on activities. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
I've been playing the Opry since I was a kid, since September 16th of 1989. It's good to be home. Good to be playing for country music fans. I want to share something with you that's special to me tonight, and I hope that in turn it will become a little bit special for you. I'm going to do a brand new song that I'm actually a little bit nervous about doing. I'll tell you the story on it. Here's the story. My brother is in the Marine Corps. My brother, before he went off to the Iraqi war, mailed me. He sent a letter, which stunned me because my brother doesn't write letters. And I got the envelope, and there was no letter, but there was simply a little red sticker that said U.S. Marine Corps. So I went downstairs, and I slapped it on the back of my vehicle, and didn't think much more about it. I went to Baghdad. I was part of the biggest entertainment troop to go in to Iraq during the war, actually, in 03. So I went there, and I got back to Nashville after having that amazing experience, and I was driving down a road here in Nashville called West End. Okay, it's kind of the she-she-ha-ha part of town, okay? It's where the rich people live. I don't live there. That's how I get home. But I was driving down the road there, and something happened, something so important to me that I went home and wrote a song about it. Completely forgot about the song until about 16 months later. The band and I just got back about a month ago from going to Iraq to play for the troops. We were there 9 days, in-country 9 days. And thank you. And before I left, I was at my house going through my home studio, and something popped up, and there was a title, and I was like, well, what the heck is that? And I listened to it, and it was this song that I'd written about what that lady had gestured to me there on West End Avenue. So I burned a copy, and I took it with me to Iraq, played it for the guys, and they said, we have got to do this show. Well, we did this song. Well, we did this song every show while we were in the military's installment. Airmen, shipmen, Navy, Army, Marine, it didn't matter. They came up to me and they said, you have to record that song. They said, please record that song and send it back to us because it's a real gift to us. And I said that I would, so I did. And I want to do it for y'all tonight. I hope you understand it and receive it with the spirit in which I wrote it. And that's a true song from the bottom of my heart, not just for Marines, but for all who serve. And again, this really happened. It's a true story. Let's do it, guys.
Got a bright red sticker on the back of my car. Says United States Marines. And yesterday a lady in a minivan held up her middle finger at Does she think she knows what I stand for? Or the things that I believe? Just by looking at a sticker for the U.S. Marines on the bumper of my SUV. See my brother Chris, he's been in for more than 14 years now. Our dad was in the Navy during Vietnam, did his duty, then he got out. And my grandpa earned his Purple Heart on the beach of Normandy. And that's why I've got a sticker for the U.S. Marines on the bumper of my SUV. But that doesn't mean that I want war. I'm not Republican or Democrat, but I've gone to ask them because I'm free. That's why I've got a sticker for the U.S. Marines on the bumper of my SUV. 'Cause I've been to Hiroshima and I've been to the DMZ. I've walked on the same but I guess I want to know where she's been before she judges and gestures to me. 'Cause she don't like my sticker for the U.S. Marines on the bumper of my SUV.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions, and I just thought that that was so appropriate for her to be able to explain the song. I mean, Shelley Wright's a wonderful artist, and the singing of the bumper of my SUV, the story behind that. And I can completely relate to that because I drive the Northern California Veterans Museum truck, and it has massive United States red, white, and blue flags all over it. And it says we honor our veterans in Shasta County. And it has Homeward Bound insignias on the side of it. And it has all the different branches on it. And I have had people slam on their brakes in front of me trying to hit me. I've had people try to force me off the road with that truck. I've had people drive by and flip me off. I've had people roll down their window and shake their fist at me before because I drive a truck that honors our veterans. I drive a vehicle that flies the flag of the United States of America that I served under in two combat tours in Iraq, and I am not ashamed of our flag. I'm not ashamed of my service to our nation for serving my country overseas. And if you're an American in this nation, you should not be either. If you're a veteran that is out there and you have served this nation, if you have worn the uniform of this nation, whether you were served in combat or not, you served this nation, do not be afraid or do not be ashamed of the flag that we served under. Because so many more have gone before us and sacrificed and served for that flag also. The red, the white, the blue. The red for the blood, the white for the purity, and the blue for our nation as we move forward. And it's so important. It always amazes me when I'm driving down I-5 and I have somebody that makes an obscene gesture to me. And I just think to myself, they have no idea where I've been and what I've done and what I've seen. Putting Marines in body bags and other military personnel in body bags from IED explosions and from enemy fire and enemy attacks. And driving that truck helps me to continue to thank and honor and serve my country for those who gave while I was there and for those who have given before I came along, and for those who gave their lives this week. We lost two Marines this week in Iraq from a rocket attack, and you didn't hear very much about that on the news. In fact, I don't know if you ever heard anything about it on the news. The two Marines were out inspecting an area at Taji, which is north of Baghdad there, where I served at Taji also. And a rocket attack came in, and they were killed during that rocket attack, two Marines. And so every day we have men and women sacrificing for us, whether we know it about it or not. And we cannot stop thinking, and we cannot stop talking about that, because as soon as we do, then everything that we've ever served for, everything that we've ever sacrificed as a nation and as our military who wear the uniform in this nation is for naught. And so we have to continue to remember on a day-to-day basis, because freedom is not free. Somebody has to pay the price on an ongoing basis, and that is our men and women who wear the uniform in the United States. And so as we move forward with the program today, we're going to have a couple of special guests that will be with us here, and we'll be talking about how we continue to take care of our veterans here in our community and how we continue to move forward. But I want to make sure that I don't forget my sponsor, who is Foster's Brush Hog Service. Keith Foster runs a tractor service out of Anderson, Foster's Brush Hog Service. The phone number is 440-9531. Locally owned and insured, giving veterans and elderly discounts, specializing in fire compliance services, fire breaks, after-storm cleanup, tractor services, tree removal, brush, and grass removal also. And as you can see out there, the grass is growing fast, and so is the brush. Right now is the time to get it done. In between this rain that we have, while the ground is still sturdy enough to get a tractor in there and get the mowing and the grading and everything taken care of. Keith Foster helps the museum. He helps us on the property. He donates to us all the time, so we want to encourage you to use him for your fire service. Once again, Keith Foster, Brush Hog Service, Tractor Service, 440-9531. He sponsors this program in honor of his father, who is a Navy Korean War veteran. And so thank you to your father, Keith, and thank you for honoring your father for sponsoring this program that honors our veterans. And so as we move forward here, I want to just read a quick email that I received today concerning the Veterans Clinic here in our community. This week, the VA NorCal began conducting the COVID-19 screening process at our sites of care. We have restricted access to only one or two points of entry at each of our buildings. Near those entries, we have stationed VA personnel who will screen each patient, VA staff, or visitor from symptoms that might require further assessment. While to date, no cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed among our NorCal veterans or patients, there's a process in place to report and track those who screen positive for COVID-19. Those individuals will be escorted through a process that ensures they receive high-quality, compassionate care that also protects our veterans and staff here in our community. The VA is also barring access to all persons under the age of 16 in order to protect the most vulnerable populations of the COVID-19 exposure. Those aged 16 to 19 years of age will be screened alongside all of our adult visitors. Rare exceptions will be made for some under the age of 16, for example, those visiting loved ones or in hospice. In such instances, determinations will be made by our clinic teams on a case-by-case situation. We realize the screening process might slow access to our sites, but it is necessary precaution to protect our veterans and staff. We ask that patients arrive early for their appointments, and that we are directing VA staff to arrive early for work as well. We encourage all patients and visitors with flu-like symptoms, an example, a new cough or fever or shortness of breath, to remain home and contact your VA provider or contact VA NorCal Center. And the phone number for that is 1-800-382-VETS, V-E-T-S. That's 1-800-382-VETS. If you're a veteran, you need to go to the clinic and you have an issue or symptoms, before you go, call that 1-800 number, get information from them. They will give you directions at what needs to be done and how they can give you care, and they will continue to move forward. I went and had my blood drawn this last week, and they checked me out and asked me some questions before I went in and got my blood tested. But they're making sure that our veterans are taken care of at the clinic and nobody has extra exposure. And so if you're a veteran, you're headed over there. If you're a wife or a caregiver, they're going to check you out also and make sure that before you enter that facility that you're in good health concerning the virus before they let you go in and expose anybody else. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. This is Rob Burrows. We're going to be right back.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
With the new year, it's a great time to lose 10 pounds, paint the house, and finally clean out the garage.
Honey, why don't you start by getting the car serviced at Premier Oil Change? They're super fast and convenient. You get to wait in the car with free Wi-Fi and a free beverage. Plus, they have a rewards program where we can earn points that we can put towards free oil changes and services. You don't even have to make an appointment.
Wow, honey, that sounds a lot better than cleaning out the garage.
At Premier Oil Change, we strive for convenience. Our comprehensive 30-point certified service will ensure you with the peace of mind that your vehicle's in top operating condition. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that is service, and we're quick. Easy in, easy out. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Visit us on Facebook or Instagram. Premier Oil is located in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palo Cedro or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash. Visit us today. Home with a friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Linda Bodd. Join me May 15th, 2020 at 12 o'clock p.m. in the Redding Rodeo Grounds in Redding, California. Chicks and Chaps will be conducting their annual fundraiser to benefit local individuals impacted by breast cancer. The event will be emceed by yours truly with guest speaker Lynn Fritz, licensed marriage and family therapist. Limited to 100 tickets, which are available through Facebook at Chicks and Chaps Redding or through RedingRodeo.com. Think pink and see you there.
Lewis Black, It Gets Better Every Day Tour.
And for those cynics who don't think it gets better every day, well, I'm coming to your town with a new show, and it doesn't get any better than that.
March 29th, 7:30 p.m., Reading Civic Auditorium. Tickets are on sale now at readingcivic.com or call the box office. Lewis Black, It Gets Better Every Day Tour.
Lewis Black reminding you, I'll see you in March.
Dusty morning, when the moon has bowed its head, when the blackhawks stop their singing, and the sky is clear red, when the desert seas is gleaming, when the boyman's past is prime, when the adventure's lost its meaning, I'll be homeward bound this time. Send me not on convoy missions, send me not on long drawn strolls, send me free to find my calling, and I'll return to home with foes. If you find this time I'm missing, I hope it's me you're searching for. This time it seems forever until my eyes somehow reach home. It's a hope I'll see my family, in my heart that feeling burns. It's my thoughts that I hear listening, on the streets I stop and turn. It's that high road to danger, that unexploded mine, where the wind will set me running, as the journey burns my mind. Send me not on convoy missions, force me not to shoot once more. Set me free to find my calling, and I'll return to home for sure. In the quiet, dusty morning, when the moon has bowed its head, then the Blackhawks stop their singing, and I'll be homeward.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. This is retired Senior Chief Rob Burrows, United States Navy Seabees, two combat tours in Iraq, and I wrote that poem, Homeward Bound, about the second or third year after I had come back from Iraq. As with many nights, I was about 3 o'clock in the morning, and I could not sleep, and just lots of, many times, I just have lots of things on my mind. My mind bounces back to Iraq on multiple occasions daily. And we ran all of our convoys at night. We did 177 combat missions outside the wire out of Fallujah between 2006 and 2007. And it was just at nighttime when the sun still goes down, sometimes I go back to Iraq. And it's tough. And I know that many other veterans have that issue, too. There's certain things in their life that bring back certain sounds or certain smells or certain music or certain times of the day. I'll tell you what, one of the things that still gets me is driving down the freeway and seeing a box on the side of the freeway or a pile full of gravel or a dead animal. When we were in Iraq, the Iraqis, the insurgents, the enemy used all of those different items along the edges of the roads to put IEDs or improvised explosive devices inside of dead animals, inside of boxes, bags, piles of gravel. One of the sets of IEDs that we found was a pile of gravel of just road base on the side of the road. And we found another IED, which caused us to stop before we got that far up out. But when we started doing the patrol, and I did the patrol, I found a set of wires on the side of the road about 40 yards off that ran down the side of the road up into that pile of gravel. And there was a battery and a phone next to it. It was a remote telephone IED. And we called EOD, came out, and they used a robot to blow it up. And when they blew it up, the first one blew the gravel off of all of the IEDs. There was 5 155 rounds daisy chained together in about 20 feet of gravel. If you don't know what a 155 round is, it's about 2 feet long. It's about 6 inches in diameter. It's full of TNT. There were 6 of them daisy chained, hooked to a telephone and a battery, waiting for somebody to call that in as we passed it to blow us up. Would have taken out at least 3 or 4 of our vehicles in our convoy. And that's what we faced every day. On that particular mission, in a 2-mile stretch, we found 7 IEDs, 7 different IEDs in that section before we were able to travel out of that area. We had to have EOD come back in multiple times to help us. It's just don't understand or know all of the things that our men and women are up against. And we struggle with those on a day-to-day basis. But it is important for us to look past those things that we've experienced in our duty and to move forward in a positive manner. And that's one of the reasons that I developed Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services, is because I knew that if I was struggling with these issues as a combat vet, then I knew that there were other veterans that were dealing with these issues too. And if you haven't read the news, if you haven't heard or watched the TV commercials, we lose 22 veterans a day to suicide. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not acceptable. 22 veterans a day to suicide. These men and women go serve our country. They lay their lives on the line. They come back, and then they feel like they don't have the support from our community. They don't have the support from our society. They don't have the support from our government at times. And when it's dark outside and it's late at night and the devil reaches in and causes doubt and hate and discontent, and they get to a point that they say nobody cares and they take their own lives. And that is not acceptable. Those men and women put their lives on the line. They go through their entire tour of duty and face danger daily. And then they come home and they don't have that camaraderie. They don't have that support group. They don't have anybody that steps up and say, look, buddy, I'm here for you. Or their buddies are gone. It's separation anxiety. They come back and they just don't have that opportunity to be able to move forward. And so that's one of the reasons that the Homeward Bound is such an important, vital part of being here in our community. And it's also one of the reasons that the Northern California Veterans Museum is such a important draw on my life. I put all my effort and my thought process into it, and it helps me to stay motivated, helps me to keep focused in a forward direction and not a back direction. And even this radio program, Battlefield Expressions, it helps me to talk about where I've been, what I've done, and to bring veterans in to help talk about their experiences. Because it's not just about Iraq and Afghanistan. It's about Desert Storm, and it's about Panama, and it's about Vietnam, and it's about our Cold War veterans that served against the Russians during the 50s and the 60s and the 70s and the 80s. And it's about our Korean War veterans. Every veteran that served in war, the uniform there is, a PTSD that is associated with that, whether it was in the United States or whether it was overseas in a combat duty. But obviously, those that have faced death face-to-face on a day-to-day basis, you know, 177 combat missions. When you come back from a mission after being subjected to enemy attack all night long, they don't say, okay, you've had a rough day. You don't have to go out again. They wake you up, say, Chief, here's your paperwork. Your next mission is in 6 hours. And it's like, oh, 6 hours. I only had 2 hours of sleep. So you grab your paperwork and you go for an intel report. You go get your intel report. You go to comm. You get your new comm frequencies. You get your vehicles pulled up. You tell your men you got to be ready for a meeting in 6 hours for a convoy meeting. Everybody gets together. You have your convoy meeting. They eat. And then you prepare to leave. And 2 hours later, you're on the road. And that happens every single day. We were never one location more than 3 to 4 days. Never. So every 3 to 4 days, we were on the road preparing. And some days it was 12 hours later. You come in the wire, and 12 hours later, you're outside the wire again. At nighttime, you're on the road taking another group of vehicles. And we're not taking 10 vehicles or 20 vehicles. We're taking 110 semi-trucks at a time. Our convoy missions were between 6 and 8 miles long. And it would take 45 minutes to get outside the wire from the time the first vehicle left to the time the last vehicle left. And as being the convoy commander, was my responsible for every one of my 25 men and 7 gun trucks and every driver or co-driver in one, those 110 semi-trucks. So I was responsible for 150 to 250 lives every single night. And the responsibility of making sure that those multi-million dollar logistics got to the Marines at another base, because the CBs ran the convoys for the Marines. Those Marines were out there in the COPS, combat outposts, by themselves. A combat outpost is a pushed-up berm area with some concertina around the outside of it and a bunch of Marines on the inside trying to defend that area. And you think there's toilet paper issues right now. If we didn't get to that location and we didn't take them a semi-truck load of toilet paper and MREs and bottled water, those Marines sat there and they had nothing until we brought it to them with our convoys. And that's how critical it is when you're in a combat zone. Everybody works together to complete the mission. It's just not the Marine on the front line. It's the CBs bringing all the supplies to them. It's the Air Force bringing the supplies into the airport. It's the men and women in the United States loading those planes, bringing them overseas. It takes approximately 12 personnel to feed one man on the line, one woman on the line. And so everybody works together to make it happen. It's just not the guy in the front line. It's the guy in the middle, and it's the guy on the other end. And it's the Americans at home that encourage our military personnel at home and abroad for us to continue to do the jobs that we do to preserve the freedom that this nation has. Can't say that enough, because you don't know as a civilian how important your job is. When you say thank you to a veteran who's serving right now, or you help send a care package overseas, or you make sure that you're not saying something derogatory about those who continue to serve for us. There's always somebody serving for us. There's always somebody, like those two Marines that lost their lives this week, who put their lives on the line to sacrifice for us. You know, some people say, hey, you're too down on your radio program. You know what? I'm not up enough and I'm not down enough on this program, because I don't think people get the gist of how important it really is for us as we move forward. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew with Washington. President Trump and his Corona Task Force holding a press conference at this hour at the White House, talking about the latest measures they're taking and the bill passed last night by the House of Representatives, getting praise from Vice President Mike Pence for offering free Corona testing.
Expanding coverage for Medicare, Medicaid, and also getting a commitment from private health insurance companies to join with us to waive all copays on coronavirus testing. So now testing will be free for every American, and those who have insurance, Medicare, Medicaid, other programs, and even the uninsured.
The action comes after President Trump yesterday declared the outbreak to be a national emergency. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said it was important to have a bipartisan virus relief measure so everybody got something out of the bill.
We could have passed our bill yesterday, just our own bill, which was a great bill. It is still a great bill because that's what we're passing today. But we thought it would be important to show the American people, assure the American people, that we are willing and able to work together to get a job done for them.
The House version of the bill came after a lot of back and forth between House Speaker Pelosi and the White House. It now goes on to the Senate, which will consider it starting on Monday. For those still flying in the wake of the new virus, the TSA is giving them something of a break.
The Transportation Security Administration's relaxing the 3-ounce liquid rule when it comes to bringing hand sanitizer into the airport and onto a plane. It's allowing up to 12 ounces of hand sanitizer. The Department of Homeland Security says it understands the virus outbreak is at the forefront on the minds of travelers. But TSA says passengers should expect separate screenings for containers that are larger than the standard size. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
More of these stories at townhall.com.
Okay, you're not perfect. Like millions of other hardworking Americans, you have a tax debt. The question is, what are you going to do about it? Option A, you can do nothing, which isn't a very good option. Eventually, the taxes will double or triple in size, and the bad news goes up from there. Or option B, you tackle it head-on with the folks at Stop IRS Debt. They've been helping people just like you for years and earned an A-plus rating for a reason. Their tax debt reduction strategies work, and now you can supercharge your results with the IRS Fresh Start program. Powerful new savings have been unlocked to dramatically reduce what you owe. So if you need your returns filed, a garnishment lifted, or just want to know your options, call Stop IRS Debt now and get your personalized savings plan. It's completely free, so don't wait. Call 800-484-9730 now to check for savings. That's 800-484-9730. 800-484-9730.
Stock surged on Wall Street yesterday as President Trump announced new virus measures.
Stocks rebounded on Wall Street Friday to close a tumultuous trading week as President Donald Trump announced new measures to fight the coronavirus outbreak. Stocks doubled gains in the last half hour as Trump made his announcement. The Dow Jones Industrial Average recorded its biggest gain since October 2008, rocketing 1,985 points or 9.4% to close at 23,186. The broader S&P 500 clawed back 230 points, a gain of 9.29% to close at 2,711. The NASDAQ composite shot up 672 points, or 9.34%, to close at 7,974. Friday's gains followed by one day what was the worst drop for the markets since the Black Monday crash of 1987. I'm Mike Rossia.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Facebook and Twitter have revealed evidence suggesting that Russian efforts to interfere in the presidential election are getting more sophisticated.
The company said they had removed dozens of fake accounts and pages from their services. Facebook says the network of accounts it removed was in the early stages of building an audience. It was operated by people in Ghana and Nigeria on behalf of individuals in Russia. The accounts posted about topics such as Black history, celebrity gossip, and fashion. Twitter, meanwhile, said the accounts it removed tried to sow discord by emphasizing social issues such as race and civil rights without favoring any particular candidate or ideology. Jeremy House reporting.
Joe Biden's foray into virtual campaigning got off to a rocky start. The Democratic presidential frontrunner tried to hold a town hall with Illinois voters from 800 miles away in Delaware. But the Facebook live stream cut off after about 5 minutes. More details at townhall.com.
He said, Mama, I know you have a lot of plans for me. College in the fall, hey, I'm almost 18. I've been doing lots of thinking about a lot of stuff. Went down to the recruiter today and I signed up.
If not there, then where? If not now, then when? If not this, then what else can I defend? Being gone and being scared, what else can I do? If not me, mama? If not me, then who? He's upstairs shaving, his clothes are stark and pressed. I'm down here praying, my mind is in a mess. I ask where he got these crazy ideas anyway. He just smiles and says, it's the way that I was raised. And if not there, then where? If not now, then when? If not this, then what else can I defend? Being gone and being scared, what else can I do? If not me, Daddy? If not me, then who?
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. This is retired United States Navy Senior Chief Rob Burrows, Director for the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services, and Silver Star Widows and Veterans Program. And you've been listening to some of my PTSD talk. This program sometimes just spins me right back in Iraq, and it's so easy for me to, especially when I hear that Marines were killed right there in Fallujah, or not outside Fallujah, there at Taji, because I was there at Taji. My mind just goes right back to those streets. It's so hard not to think about where we were and what we did. We have two wonderful guests that are with us this morning as we start this next hour. And our first guest is Deborah Ernst, LCSW. You'll have to explain to me what that is. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning.
And she works for the VA here. She is a supervisor and social worker. And then she has been working with Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services in the museum to help take care of veterans that are in need in our community. And Homeward Bound is proud to be able to work with you in our VA clinic here. And then our second guest is Michelle Quistar, and she is our Homeward Bound liaison for the museum and for the program. Good morning.
Good morning, Chief.
And so I wanted both of you to be here this morning as we talk about our veterans and what we're doing to make sure that people understand how we are working with the local veterans organization, with the local VA clinic and the program. It's not just us. We're working with the existing systems that are here that are helping to take care of veterans. So this morning, Debbie, as we talk about the program, I'd like to talk about what your office does, how you move forward in the community, how you help veterans, and then how we've been able to interlace, and then also have Michelle talk in as we can, because she's been a vital part also to help with the interface with you with some of these items. We're right. Taking care of groceries and supporting them with sports equipment and clothing and different things like that. And you can talk about some of the other programs that we have. So thank you for being a guest with us here this morning, Deb.
Oh, thank you so much for the invite. So just to clarify, our program actually has merged with Fairfield and McClellan. So I'm not the supervisor of the program. I'm a social worker in the program. And it's changed its name to Intensive Community Mental Health Recovery Services. And so what we do, ICMHRS. And our focus is actually with veterans who have mental health issues, serious mental health issues.
Now, those issues are issues that are based on their service to our country.
Absolutely.
And all different branches.
Our services are based, first of all, you have to be eligible for services within the VA. So you've provided services, military services, as well as you have been discharged honorably. And so being able to get services within the VA, and then once that has happened, then it's determined if you have a diagnosis for mental health issues. And so then you are referred to our program.
Now, your office isn't at the regular clinic on Hartnell. It's located in a different location.
Yes, we are a community-based program, so we don't receive veterans into our offices. We go out into the community. We figure out what is a comfortable place and space for veterans to meet, and then we go. We'll go to coffee shops. We'll go to the park. We'll go to their homes. Library, it just depends on where they're comfortable.
I don't think there's a lot of veterans or individuals in our community that know that the VA has this kind of outreach program here in our community.
I think that there are other services, such as within the community mental health field, that reaches out into the community, and it may or may not be a veteran. Usually, Shasta County will refer known veterans to the VA. For mental health services.
So a veteran who has issues might go to Shasta County, and then the county will offer that service from you to them. So it's a handshake with the community with the county also.
Right. And so they may not know about our program specifically, but they'll know about general mental health services that our clinic offers, and so they'll do a warm handshake with the clinic. And then we've even Tehama County had a veteran who was literally driven up to the clinic at 351 Hartnell Avenue.
Well, I know that they've just gone through another veteran service officer in Tehama County, and that Tehama County is struggling right now with their veteran services. And so when I speak to veterans that are in Tehama County, I say, hey, come up and talk to the VA clinic here in Shasta County and or talk to the veteran service office here in Shasta County. Because I've worked with both offices, and I know that there are greater services available and what takes place. So on an average basis, how many veterans do you actually see in maybe a month's time frame? Is it vary, or is it something that's ongoing, or does it fluctuate throughout the year?
Well, what happens is that we'll get a referral from either within the VA or outside the VA, and we'll assess the situation. And if we need to, we'll put them on our wait list, but we'll also connect them with services within the VA and within the community. And then when we enroll them into our program, we would see them weekly, minimum one time, as many times as they need, depending on what their situation is for the week. We have a caseload of veterans that we see both here. Then there's a provider in Chico, McClellan, Fairfield. So it's a pretty large program.
All right. And I know that you've worked with us with Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. And Michelle is the Homeward Bound liaison also with some of these items. What are some of the items, Michelle, that we've helped with Debbie and these veterans that are – you actually vet – some of these veterans for us, because we know that when you bring somebody to us, they already have a DD-214, they already have an honorable discharge, and we know that they're already a qualified veteran for the program. Excuse me. And so we've only got like 30 seconds on this, but so I'm going to just talk a little bit more, and then we'll talk to Michelle about the Homeward Bound on the other side here. Because our time goes so fast.
Well, yeah, you would know that anyone that we serve is vetted and qualified for your program as well.
And I think that that's one of the things that helps alleviate us from having to do backroom checks or background checks and verifying all these other things. Because we already know you've been working with those individuals. And when you come to our office with that veteran, we know that there's a qualified need there. And when you ask us for certain services, as Michelle will state as we come into the next hour or next break, that we're able to support you with those programs. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions, and we'll be right back.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
CareNet Pregnancy Center, a faith-based medical facility in Shasta County, will hold their annual 5K fun run and walk at the Sundial Bridge at Turtle Bay on Saturday, April 18th. The Knights of Columbus will provide a pancake breakfast. CareNet receives no government funds. They're completely supported by listeners like you. For more information or to register, visit carenetreading.org. Life, it's worth running for.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
CareNet Pregnancy Center, a faith-based medical facility in Shasta County, will hold their annual 5K fun run and walk at the Sundial Bridge at Turtle Bay on Saturday, April 18th. The Knights of Columbus will provide a pancake breakfast. CareNet receives no government funds. They're completely supported by listeners like you. For more information or to register, visit carenetreading.org. Life, it's worth running for.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
My name is Staff Sergeant David Crockett, United States Army.
My name is Tyler Southern. I was a corporal in the United States Marine Corps.
Just outside of Samarra, Iraq, we were hit with a massive IED.
We were given accurate intelligence that we're up to six Taliban held up in a compound.
Instantly, just a blast of hot air just came over me, and an intense pressure that you couldn't imagine.
We all split up and took different sides. I led my team to the far side, which was laced with four IEDs.
At that point, it basically rendered me unconscious for 45 minutes. I was in and out for about an hour until I basically kind of came to in a field hospital at Fob Spiker in Tikrit.
We all missed the first one on the front corner and turkey peeking a doorway. I stepped on the second. 10 pounds of homemade explosives, pressure plate IED, buried 6 inches, detonated immediately.
But if she could see inside of me, can still taste the powder from the barrel of my gun. I can hear my sergeant screaming, run, soldier, run. I can feel the backpack on my shoulders, got it weighed a ton. And I see taught me how to put that uniform on. I just can't get it on. That Saturday they honored us in a small parade downtown. When they shot off those fireworks, I nearly hit the ground. While they smiled and cheered for us, all I could do was stare. 'Cause part of me is here at home, but part of me is back there.
You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. This is Senior Chief Rob Burrows, your host this morning. And it is so important for us sometimes to play some of these songs to get the information out there, the verbiage from the veterans who served and where they were at when they were attacked and what happened in those places. And our guest this morning is Deborah Ernst, who is a social worker here for our VA clinic with mental health. And also our other guest is Michelle Kristoff, who is part of our Homeward Bound Liaison Program for Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. And it really is our privilege to be able to be here in this community and offer resources to these veterans that have needs, where if they didn't have these opportunities, where would they go? What I know for a fact that we've had individuals come into our Homeward Bound program and said, if you were here, I would eat a bullet. If you didn't have the resources to help us in this community, I don't know where I would go to be able to get the needs and help that I have. And some of those resources, Michelle, what are some of those resources that Homeward Bound offers to our veterans through our program?
We've provided emergency services through rent payments, power bills, emergency food, clothing, vehicle repairs, home repairs, emergency trips to the doctor, different things like that. So all of it's based on what we have available or what we can find resources for. And one of my jobs with the program is to try to reach out and find those contacts to be able to make it available to the veterans in our community.
Now, we don't get great big grants. We get some money that comes in, but explain to us, if the money doesn't come in, where does it come from?
If it doesn't come in from the grants, we have to go find it. So I try to make contacts with our local grocery stores, our local shelters, different places like that. Save More Foods, Holiday Market, Rayleigh's, One Safe Place, we've all made contact with them. They're a huge portion of who provides the meals for our Christmas for the Troops families, our, you know, emergency services, different things like that. They've had literally thousands of dollars worth of food and different items donated to us to be able to give back out to the communities, to the veterans in our area. And it's any number of things, anywhere from emergency gas, you know, gas cards, diapers, power bills, rent, clothing, I mean, socks, shoes from the Hanes outlet, different things like that. So if it doesn't come from within the community, we do try to research grants and apply for different grants within the community to try to be able to get those in as funding, but they're sometimes very challenging to get because there's a lot of competition for them.
Where was one of the grants that we received this last year?
We've received one from the Reading Rancheria Community Foundation, and that was a huge help to us because they were able to provide both for Silver Star Widows and for Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services.
So we want to say a shout-out to the Reading Rancheria Community Support Program. You have helped out Homeward Bound and Silver Stars immensely. Without the grant that we receive from our local organizations such as the Reading Rancheria, we would not be able to reach out and to help our veterans. And some of that funding, they came in. You came to our office, Deb, with some requests around the holiday season. In fact, you came to us in the middle of the summer, but we didn't have funding in the middle of the summer. We had to wait till funding came in later on. How do we help your veterans through that program there?
Well, actually, you know, just to begin with, is our relationship started, and so you were offering the help to any one of our veterans that needed, and so you started running a list of ways that you guys could help us, and so that allowed me to kind of look at my veterans that I serve and see what their needs were. And one of the things that you had mentioned was bicycle, mm-hmm. and people think, well, that's just some easy thing. Why would somebody need a bicycle? And I have to tell you that it has changed the world of one of my veterans. He mentioned the other day that this bicycle has really changed his life. And people scratch their heads and think, how can a bicycle change somebody's life? And really, he isolated. He was struggling with depression and drinking. And the bicycle just opened up this world. For a few years that I've worked with him, I've periodically tried to get him out of the house, go for walks, go for drive, things like that. And by empowering him with a bicycle, he now gets up, he goes, gets dressed, he showers, he goes outside, he takes long rides, he takes short rides, and he says he's doing so much better. So even those things that people wouldn't even think of in connection with a veteran or mental health services or how do we make their lives better, it's amazing. Here we have somebody who's this adult male in his early 70s, and it has changed his life remarkably.
So we're not just helping with young veterans. We're helping with the older veterans that are part of the program also.
Yes.
And that funding was part of the Silver Star Veterans Program.
Yeah.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of times you think that you're helping out veterans in this community when you donate to Wounded Warrior programs or some of the larger programs that are out there. I'm here to tell you that money doesn't come back to this community. Wounded Warriors, you donate to them, they go someplace else. That money, first of all, two-thirds of that money goes to pay wages and for marketing, and one-third of it comes back to the veterans. I would venture to say that probably zero of that comes back to our Northern California veterans, because people come to us all the time with needs, and we struggle to get the finances to help take care of those, but the finances does come in. And when you donate to Homeward Bound, and we're able to go out and buy a $150 bicycle and a lock and a helmet, all of a sudden that's $225 that goes to that particular veteran. But if that money doesn't come in through our program, through grants or local donations, that veteran doesn't get that service or that need. And so that's why it's so critical that when we put out a request from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services to help our local veterans that are struggling, that are in need, we want our veterans to be a positive source in our community. We want them to be positive citizens in our community, to be able to go out and to be an active part and to not be a draw, but to be a successful part. And so Homeward Bound and Silver Star Widows program is part of the solution, not part of the problem. And so it's so important. And Michelle, as we move forward, you can tell the folks you can make a donation to Homeward Bound or Silver Star Veterans. We're coming up on a break right now. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions, and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, this is Linda Bodd. Join me May 15th, 2020 at 12 o'clock p.m. in the Redding Rodeo Grounds in Redding, California. Chicks and Chaps will be conducting their annual fundraiser to benefit local individuals impacted by breast cancer. The event will be emceed by yours truly with guest speaker Lynn Fritz, licensed marriage and family therapist. Limited to 100 tickets, which are available through Facebook at Chicks and Chaps Redding or through readingrodeo.com. Think pink and see you there.
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone. Up and at 'em bright and early, I'm all business in my suit. Yeah, I'm dressed up for success, from my head down to my boots. I don't do it for the money, there's bills that I can't pay. I don't do it for the glory, I just do it anyway. Providing for our futures, my responsibility. Yeah, I'm real good under pressure, being all that I can be. I can't call in sick on Mondays when the weekend's been too strong. I just work straight through the holidays, sometimes all night long. You can bet that I stand ready when the wolf growls at the door. Hey, I'm solid. Hey, I'm steady. Hey, I'm true down to the core. And I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost. I know the sacrifice. Oh, and I don't want to die for you, but if dying's asking me, I'll bear that cross with honor, 'cause freedom don't come free. I'm an American soldier.
Good morning, you're listening to Battlefield Expressions, and this is KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. 1460 AM, and it's your talk radio. We have two wonderful guests with us this morning, Deborah Ernst with our VA clinic and mental health care here in our community, and then we also have Michelle Kristoff with us from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services, our Homeward Bound liaison, and we're talking about these programs and how we're able to work with veterans in our community and help them with some of the most basic needs. To be able to help them survive and get through some of their trials that they're going through that are, PTSD or military-related. And we were talking just a second about a veteran that came to Homeward Bound with a need. If you'll go ahead, Michelle, and talk about that veteran and their need and how Homeward Bound was able to help them get through some pretty tough struggles.
Well, he was an Army vet, and he came to us basically kind of by word of mouth. And it was, he was in a pretty desperate situation. I mean, he had a payer quit on his house for his rent. He had back payment on his truck. His insurance on his truck was being, you know, back there, and his power bill, and his bank account had been basically taken over in by the government, saying that he owed a back payment on something else. And so they weren't releasing any of his funds. And when he came to us, he was literally living off of a bag of beans and had almost nothing left. His power was gone. He had no gas in his truck, and he had a pay or quit notice on his rent. And so when he came to us, we were able to help him get caught up on his rent. We were able to help him make a partial payment on his truck and get part of his insurance reinstated for his vehicle. And then we were also able to provide him with groceries and pay for the power bill. And because of that...
And a tank of gas, right?
And a tank of gas, yeah. And he was able to keep going to school, keep going to his work, and get caught up just for that time until they could release the funding out of his account. And he told us that if it hadn't been for us being able to help him, he probably was going to say enough and eat a bullet that night. And if I hadn't made contact with him, he said he didn't know what else he would have done. It was pretty desperate.
We get veterans that, you know what the military teaches you is they teach you not to ask for help. They teach us to go, 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 do, push forward, push forward, push forward. If you don't get help from your buddy, you don't ask for help from anybody because it's just your buddy or yourself. And so that mentality, when you come back into the workforce or you're out of the military, it's the same mentality. You don't go and ask for help because you've been trained to be self-sufficient. You've been trained to do it on your own, to muster up, be a man, do your job, be a woman, do your job. And then life happens, and we're all human, and people that something happens in their bill or something. We've had people come to us with they've gotten out of the military, and the military is 3 months behind in giving their discharge pay. How do you survive with 3 months of no pay? You don't. And so when they come to us, they're pretty much on part of their last step. They don't know who else to go to. They don't know who else to talk to. They may not have any family in the area. They may not know anybody that can help them. A lot of times it's not financial. A lot of times it's substantial, which would be some clothes or some gasoline or food. But that takes money. It's not like they're asking for cash. They're just asking to get to the next point where they can move on in their life. And Homeward Bound and Silver Star Widows is not about being a handout. It is about being a hand up and a help. A caregiving program to move forward. Deb, you're telling us some more issues with some of your veterans that came through and the groceries that Homeward Bound was able to provide to them at times when they were in need also.
Absolutely. I know that whenever I've brought a veteran down to kind of look at your Heritage Center, they've been able to leave with a bag of groceries as well. I have some veterans that you've been able to help out at Christmas time, family with children, and they were in financial straits and weren't able to provide much. And you guys came through with Christmas presents for each of the kids, a ham basket for dinner, and bags of groceries. It was amazing, so that they could still provide for their family at Christmas time.
And that's part of the struggle also, is that they get themselves to a point, just normal people get to that point, but how important it is for us to help those who have served our country and helped us with our freedom. It goes unnoticed. People don't talk about it enough. Many people in our society just don't care about the freedom that they have. They just throw it to the wind, and who cares where it goes. But for those who have served, freedom has a totally different meaning. And many times we make sacrifices in our lives, financial, whatever else, trying to help other veterans or do everything else. And we find ourselves in a financial situation the veterans do themselves. Or they're just dealing with their issues coming back from the war zone, whether it be physical issues from an ailment or from an injury, or whether it be mental issues that you see all the time with that.
Absolutely. I had a family who struggling with mental health issues, psychosis, and was doing, what do you call that, combat moves in the backyard. And he was so depressed that he couldn't go to work, and he couldn't bring in money, couldn't even do the paperwork necessary to get some funding that was due him. And so the things that you were able to do for that family at Christmas time was amazing. So thank you.
Well, and that comes back to the different retail businesses who donate food to the program. Then we utilize that. Save More is one of those, and then Holiday Market is another one that works with us with that program. One of the ladies that we helped through Silver Star Widows, Frida Cooper, she buys toys because she was able to get her widow's compensation and be able to continue to move forward with combat widow's pay from her husband's service. She uses some of that money to buy toys and things for our veterans. She gives back to the program because we were to help her keep her home and dare keep her car and to be able to have her livelihood. And she's always very gracious and very thankful for us working with her. And that's why she gives back to the program, because the program was so important to her on the Silver Star Widow side of the program. And so those toys that she donates, that's when people donate in-kind items, brand new items like that, that's money we don't have to raise as a nonprofit. Those are items that we can take and reutilize and give them right back to a family that's in need, a veteran that's in need, male or female, and their children, and be able to help them. And here's another program through our Silver Star program, kind of like what you're referring to, but we had a Korean War veteran come in. They were in our community. He and his wife were trying to take care of three boys, two young boys and an older boy. Their daughter was in a car accident, was killed, and now all of a sudden a Korean War veteran in his late 70s is now taking care of three teenage boys. Actually, I think one was 9, one was 12, and one was 16 or something like that. And because of the program that we had, we were able to give them all brand new jackets. We were able to give them groceries, and we gave them toys for the boys. You're familiar with our program for Warm A Vet. Michelle, explain how that program works.
So Warm A Vet is, we have handmade hats and scarves and mittens that we donate to veterans in need that are either out on the street or have had their heat or their power turned off, and sometimes it's the only thing keeping them warm. And so we try to include that along with the bags of groceries. I personally make a lot of the hats and scarves for that throughout the year. We did something like 150 last year.
And we have other ladies who donate in the program also.
Yeah, we have a couple other ladies who've started working with us, and they've been contributing hats and scarves and mittens and stuff too. So that's a great benefit to us, because I can't do it all by myself, and neither can you. So we try to reach out to the people in our community who are willing to help. And if you've got those kinds of talents and skills, we're more than happy to put them to good use, because we can definitely send them out to those in need.
So here's a request. If you like to knit and you can knit hats and scarves and things like that, or hand muffs, those are items that we take all year long, and we have those ready to go when winter comes, and we hand those out freely to our veterans that are in need and their families that are in need. And so the elderly couple that came with the kids, we really give all those folks hats. I think we put hats in all of the grocery bags for your veterans too, Deb.
Yes, you did. Yeah, and I've seen them wearing them.
Yeah, so, you know, sometimes it's the smallest act of kindness that helps somebody through some of the toughest struggles. Can you explain some of the other items also that you help with your program, Deb?
I think that the big message that I want to put out there is it does take a community. It takes a whole community, Homeward Bound. It takes Veterans Resource Center. It takes the VSO. It takes the VA. It takes all sorts of the Redding Rancheria, right? Have just been able to come together and help support these veterans so that while they're struggling with mental health issues, they're still getting food, they're still getting clothing, they're still getting some of their bills paid. And we have had just some incredible success stories of people who have gone from where they can barely put two sentences together to now they're fully functioning and getting a degree, getting married, getting a house. We've had veterans who have gone from not being able to drive to now having their driver's license and their car. So all of this together has helped really improve the quality of our veterans' lives.
And you know, we're privileged to be a part of that program. Absolutely. And to be a team member. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Lewis Black, It Gets Better Every Day Tour. And for those cynics who don't think it gets better every day, well, I'm coming to your town with a new show, and it doesn't get any better than that.
March 29th, 7:30 p.m., Reading Civic Auditorium. Tickets are on sale now at readingcivic.com or call the box office. Lewis Black, It Gets Better Every Day Tour.
Lewis Black reminding you, I'll see you in March.
The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
Every soldier who gave their life lives forever. Every soldier who fought the fight echoes in our minds. All the wounded and the brave, the ones God couldn't save, we salute your courage. Coming home with pride.
Coming home with pride.
Coming home.
The heroes who defend our flag will live on forever. All the heroes, both young and old, that soldier on to unknowns. From across the changing world, we live in the hope that you'll come back.
Coming home.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions, and Homeward Bound was created. You would never believe that all these different programs that we have underneath the Heritage Center portion of the Veterans Museum would be from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. We would have adult parents coming to our program through the museum and when we were out at the airport and taking a look at the different things. And They've come through and they say, my son or daughter are coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan. They won't engage. They're just sitting at home. They're in the room. They're in the basement. They're in the garage. They won't get a job. They won't go out and see their friends. They're having problems drinking. We don't know what to do. We've tried to find help. How can we find help? Who do we go to help them with these resources, because there are no bases in Northern California. There's no bases anywhere except for Travis and Beale Air Force Base, and you can't even get on there if you don't have a military ID, and you can't even get on there to get benefits or help. So, and if they don't know to go to the clinic here in town, or they don't know to go to the VA clinic over in Chico, they have no other place to go, and that's why we put together Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. An opportunity to step up and help those that we serve with survive, have advocacy, and continue to move forward. And now that we're able to reach out, and I don't even think that the VA clinic at that time was still pretty fresh in our community. I don't even think they had some of these other programs, Deb, that you are with the mental health services and things like that. And so what a great opportunity it is for us to link up with you as another organization to be able to teamwork these individuals that need help to get them off their feet and come back and be citizens in our community that bring a job and a health, and they're not part of the issue. They're part of the solution.
Absolutely. One of the things that I just want to encourage and invite people to do is that, yes, one symptom doesn't mean a diagnosis, but if there is something that's going on that's troublesome, then come to the clinic. We don't have magic wands, but we do have an incredibly dedicated and skillful staff that will take that veteran and help guide them through the process of change and healing. And they have resources that they use both inside and outside the VA. We are very connected with all the different organizations within the community, as well as we have different services within the VA that can help reach people with TBI, with serious mental illness, with different ways to do that. We have technology now so that if people are struggling to come out of their house, we're able to reach into the home through video conferencing and telephone calls and things like that. We also have my program that goes out into the community. And so we just implore you not to give up. Not to give up on yourself, not to give up on your loved ones, but to reach out. And it's a partnership, too. Again, we don't have magic wands, but if you're willing to work on it, we are there to help you. And it's important to talk with people and to reach out. We have a veterans crisis line that's available so that people can call that. And I'll look up that number in a minute. But it's important that you know that you're not alone. And that you do reach out to us and let us know what's bothering you or how you want the quality of your life to change. Our clinic is all about improving the quality of your life and as you define it. So if there's any way that we can help you, please make sure to reach out. And we have helped people who are homeless. We've helped people who are doing well financially. It doesn't matter about your financial status to receive help. We are there for you.
Well, I know lots of times veterans come back and they are successful, but they struggle internally. And they hide it because they don't want other people to know that they're struggling. And they may not know where to go to be able to get those resources. And while Deb's looking up that number, Michelle, if you will let folks know how they can either go to our Facebook or website or to call the museum offices, or how can our other veterans get a hold of Homeward Bound to be able to help with the program?
They can first call the museum office at 530-378-2280, and they can leave a message and connect with either you or me for the Homeward Bound program there. And they can also find us on our website at norcalveteransmuseum.org. And there's a button there that you can contact us. There's a little form at the bottom that you can send it, and it'll send an email to us. Or they can come on Facebook and find us through the museum website, which is facebook.com/piledriver13. Or else there is also facebook.com/homewardboundmilitaryfamilysupportservices.
And our address for the museum office is
2110 North Street in Anderson. And it's right there at the corner at just across the street from the New Tech High School. It's in the old Bank of America building, the big brown building.
And there's many times that I've shown up at the museum office in order for us to start our day or to begin a program, and there's a veteran there waiting for to talk to me for services or for need or for help. And we bring them right in. We find out what their information is. We have them fill out a form. You need to understand that Homeward Bound does not hand money out to veterans that are in need. What we do is we hand out services. So if somebody comes to us and they need, they fill out the application, we verify that they're an honorably discharged veteran to begin with. We make sure, because we believe that it's important to honor those who serve honorably, and we make sure that they're not somebody who states they're a veteran and they are not a veteran. We have had stolen valor and fraud come through our front doors on multiple occasions. We have to vet these individuals because anybody will come in and say something if they think they can get away with it. And I'm sure that you probably have that with your program too. Maybe not so much, Deb, with your side. But they'll go across the street and try the VFW, and the VFW won't hand them out cash. Then they'll come over and they'll try to get cash from us. And we are not a cash organization. You fill out an application. We verify you're in need. We vet you, and then we provide you with services and benefits as we have funding, whether it's gas or groceries or services with a bill or anything like that. But we are very careful with the dollars that are donated because they're limited dollars. We really want to be able to take those that are in need.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I just found the number, Veterans Crisis Line. That's 1-800-273-8255, and then press 1 when you call in. But don't hesitate to call. It's a 24/7 crisis line. And definitely, even when you call that number, they can connect you with your local VA and the resources there. So you're not left alone. So I appreciate this opportunity to share with you guys all of the services that we provide.
Are you the only one in your office that does that, or do you have other coworkers that do what you do?
We have a two-team. We have an RN and a social worker, and then in Chico we have an RN, and we're hiring a social worker, and then down in McClellan and Fairfield we have a larger team because it's a larger population to serve.
Okay. We're coming up on our final couple of minutes here left, Deb. Is there anything else that you want to be able to tell our listening audience or to any veterans that might be listening that need to come in and get your services?
Just persevere. You had that perseverance when you were in the military. Use it now and reach out for those services and communicate what your needs are and let us help you. I just really want to make sure that you understand that there's a team here just in your local community that really wants to help you.
And do you have any other closing statements that you might want to offer through Homeward Bound, Michelle?
Well, you mentioned that we're getting ready to ship more packages. We definitely need the donations for that to come in, any non-perishable food items, toiletries, anything that you think would benefit the military personnel as we send those packages overseas. We've shipped over 8,000 packages in the last 5 years since I've been with us. And we're getting ready to ship 150 more. So if you can donate those items, we'd be happy to ship them overseas to those that are in other countries serving for us.
And if you can't find the food items because of anything else that's going on, we would love for you to make a $20 donation to help offset the cost of a box that we're going to ship overseas. That's the way we have to raise $20 per box times 150 boxes. That tells you exactly what we're going to pay out of pocket to the Postal Service when we get ready to ship these boxes overseas. So any financial offset, if you can't find the food or you just like to make a financial donation to help offset the shipping costs, it is all greatly appreciated. And we want you to know in this community, in Northern California community, there are resources for every one of our veterans, young and old, that are in need. There is no reason for any of our veterans to go out and say, there's nobody that can help me. We are just a few of the programs in this Northern California area that help offset the needs of our veterans, young and old. And once again, Deb?
Oh, I was just saying, maybe tell them about your fundraising dinner that you're having coming
up. Well, we've had to move that to May 9th because of the coronavirus.
Oh, right.
We had to shut it down for April 4th. So if you're going to come to dinner for us, hang on. We're going to have dinner in May, not in April. But please, join us to help support our veterans in our community. And if you're a family member or a veteran, come see us so that we can help you, help them, help us, because we're all in this together as veterans in our community. You've been listening to Battlefield Expressions. Thank you. When the Yankees charged and the colors fell. KCNR.